A new Washington state law designed to crack down on felons, domestic abusers, and others who lie and try to buy a gun is resulting in prosecutions. That law passed last year following an investigation we did with King 5 News. We found that denied gun purchases happen nearly 4,000 times a year in Washington state, but police rarely, if ever, follow up. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update.
Over 2 days last July, Timothy K. Smith of Bremerton tried twice to buy an AR-15 rifle. He was denied both times because of a previous felony conviction. Smith's attempts to purchase a gun likely would have gone undetected. But it turns out just weeks earlier, a new Washington law had taken effect. It requires gun dealers to report when someone fails a background check to buy a gun. The alert came to the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office.
That was turned over to one of the sheriff's detectives here.
Sheriff spokesman Scott Wilson told King 5 the detective obtained in-store video and the form Smith filled out to try to buy the guns. The detective also tracked down court paperwork in Hawaii, confirming that Smith had lost his gun rights. With that in hand, they felt they had a case to take to prosecutors.
The number one thing is he is a convicted felon. And being a convicted felon, you are prohibited from having firearms in your possession, owning them or being in close proximity and handling them. And he did those things when he was at the sporting goods stores.
Prosecutors charged Smith with one count of false swearing, a gross misdemeanor. In January, he pleaded guilty.
What is important here is that this law now is in place, and it allows us the tool to go after those individuals who do attempt to purchase weapons, knowing full well that they don't have the right to do so.
Since the law took effect last summer, Washington gun dealers have reported more than 1,700 background check denials. That's resulted in 300 referrals to local police. One agency that didn't wait to get a referral is the Puyallup Police Department. Captain Ryan Portman told King 5 his agency started looking into prohibited gun buyers after seeing our joint investigation that showed there's rarely any consequence for people who lie in a background check form.
After seeing the story, I began to wonder if we could do more, and our agency began assigning the cases to detectives to look into and determine if charging would be appropriate.
Some of the denials were the result of outdated information in the background check system, but not all. Take the case of William Price.
The suspect had a felony conviction for a violent offense, and he attempted to purchase a firearm at a local store here in Puyallup.
Store surveillance video shows Price in a red ball cap filling out the federal paperwork to purchase a firearm. He also handles a pistol. Price was charged and pled guilty last November to false swearing. But not all prohibited gun buyer cases are so open and shut. Take the case of Daniel Laguerre in Thurston County.
Are you Daniel Joshua Laguerre?
Yes, Your Honor, I am.
Laguerre was arrested last month after he went to a pawn shop to retrieve a shotgun and a pistol he had pawned. He got the shotgun, but failed a more comprehensive background check to pick up the pistol. The pawn shop notified authorities, and soon the police were at his front door.
It was a real big shock.
Police say Laguerre wasn't supposed to have guns because of a previous criminal case. Laguerre says he thought that restriction lifted when he entered a program for first-time offenders. Either way, Laguerre says he's not the kind of person Washington's new prohibited gun buyer law is aimed at. He's a medically retired Army veteran and dad to two small children with no felony conviction on his record.
Unfortunately, you know, I feel like I was a little bit of victim of circumstance, but I think I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. I hope the state sees that as well, that I don't fit the bill for the type of person they're looking for.
The Thurston County Prosecutor's Office says it's doing more research into Laguerre's case and has not yet filed formal charges against him. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.